We have here a very interesting alshach, and I think we have three different shmuzim, meaning there's three different chidushim from the same chazal, which I find very nice. One little chazal, it's relatively small. You have three different chidushim. I hope they're all mukhruch. Two of them are connected. They're at least on the same topic. One of them is on a totally unrelated topic. Even though they're not connected, they do act as a keyach hatzir. One shmuz acts as a keyach hatzir to help the other shmuz. Okay, let's first go through the chazal. There's a pasuk that says that Hashem berech es Avram bakol. Avram was old. Hashem gave him everything. And then it says that Avram told Eliezer to look for a shidduch for Yitzchak. That's the pasuk. So there are three pshatim in the chazal. What does it mean that Hashem gave Avram everything? One pshat is that he gave him also a daughter, I assume from Hagar, that he had a daughter. Therefore, he was able to mekayim the mitzvah pruvu. He had a son and a daughter. Another pshat is that he did not have a daughter, which is an interesting machlokes from one extreme to the other, meaning that at that time, it was a bracha not to have a daughter, because if he would have had a daughter, it would have caused him tremendous aggravation, because he would have no one to marry her off to, and it would have caused major problems, and he would have been upset, and since everyone basically were Rishoyim in the door, if he would have had a daughter, he would have caused him aggravation. So it was a bracha that Hashem saw to it that he didn't have any daughters. And the third shot is that Hashem berech es Avram bakol, that Hashem gave him some kind of supernatural koyach over his yetzer hara. Now, besides, obviously, the high level of Yiras Shamayim that Avram Avinu had, but Hashem gave him, b'kol means that he was, the Lashon is, Rav Levi Hishlito B'Yitro. Hashem gave him an extra bracha that he had a supernatural control over his Yetzer Hara more than naturally would have come based on his tzidkus. Okay, so the Alshech learns that all three pshatim are basically learning the same structure in the pasuk, that the pasuk of Shem Berech es Avram Bakol is an introduction to the next pasuk that Hashem, or the same pasuk, the end of the pasuk, that Hashem tells Eliezer to look for a shidduch for Yitzchak, because the introduction is coming to answer a question. The question is that we have a rule that if there's a mitzvah on oneself or on one's child, so you're supposed to do the mitzvah on yourself first. So the question is as follows, is that we know if you read the Parsha, that it says in the Parsha that first Avram sent Eliezer to find the Shidduch for Yitzchak. And after Eliezer finds the Shidduch for Yitzchak, at the end of the Parsha, it says that Avram himself got married, remarried Keturah, and whether it's Hagar or someone else, Pash, and he had some other children, which we don't know anything about these children. But it seems that first he worked on getting Yitzchak married, and then he got married. So there's a problem, that if there's a rule that if you have a mitzvah to do, in other words, yourself to get married or your child to get married, so you come first. So why did Avram Avinu go ahead and work on getting Yitzchak married first? He should have gone ahead and get himself married. That's the kasha. So the answer is, says the Alshech, because the reason why a person is supposed to get married is either He says for two reasons. One is the not so hearer, to avoid having Yehurim, because when you're married, it helps to avoid Yehurim. And the second is for pre-Rivya. Therefore, the Pasuk is saying like this. V'Avram Zaken Bo V'Yamim, I'm reading the first piece. Therefore, he's very old, so he doesn't have Yehurim. How old was he? I know it's about 120. I don't even remember anymore. The Cheshbon. He was 100 when Yitzchak was born, and Yitzchak is 30 or so. So he's about 130, maybe more a little bit. So he's very old, so he doesn't have to be Yari from Yehurim. So the reason for himself to get married for Yehurim doesn't apply, because he's so old that he doesn't have the taiva. So he hurt him out. Edomai, he should get married to the Pre-Rivya. He had a daughter, so he already fulfilled Pre-Rivya. But therefore, the right thing is that he should go ahead and do Yitzchak. Because Yitzchak now has a need. And Yitzchak need, since he doesn't have a real mitzvah, even though Afal Pigain Avram still got married, because apparently there's still some kind of inyan, but it wasn't so pressing, it wasn't a real chiyuv. And therefore, Yitzchak comes first. That's the first shot. The second shot, I told the guys to skip to make life easier. Second shot is he didn't have a daughter because it wasn't good to have a daughter. And if he would have had a daughter, then Enoch Inam, he would have tried to marry his daughter first. But because he didn't have a daughter and daughters, and it wasn't good to having daughters, so that's why marrying Yitzchak came first. Okay, we're skipping the second shot for simplicity. The third shot is that we're not discussing the union of Priyavil, because again, Avram, by Avram, there was no union of having a daughter, because in his time, it wouldn't have been good for him to have a daughter, and therefore, the fact that he had a son, he was Mikayim, his minion of Priyavil. The shot is, but he should have gotten married to avoid Hearer. So the Pasuk is saying two reasons why he didn't have to worry about Hearer. First of all, he was Zaken. That's only in the last paragraph. That it's all, the whole Pasuk is Lasei Sam, Lomini Notzmin a Hearer, though he sees also. Why did he get married first for the Hearer problem? So the Tarot says two points. He was old. Therefore, he didn't have Hearer. And Amai, you'll say, but still, even an old person, once in a blue moon, he gets a hearer. But even if he got a hearer, he had this supernatural koyach of kvisha, says Yetzirah. And therefore, he would push the hearer out of his head. Right? So we have two pshat there, basically. We're sticking with leaving the middle pshat. Why didn't Avram marry himself off first before he married Yitzchak? First Pasuk, Pshat is the Pasuk is saying, because Yehurim he didn't have to worry about because he was old, and he was ready Mikayim Pruvu because he had a boy and a girl. Second Pshat is that Pruvu is the cloud we're not discussing because it's not good for him to have a girl, whatever. Why didn't he get married himself? Because he shouldn't worry about himself. Tarot says because the Hurim he doesn't have to worry about for two reasons. One is because he's old, and two is because he has a super control of his Yetzirah. Okay. So there's two shmuzim. One shmuz is apparently, if you wouldn't have had these answers, so then it seems that Avram was obligated to get married himself first, instead of going ahead and finding a shidduch for Yitzchak. Now, the Maisa, even if you don't say exactly these answers, it would seem that the need for Avram to get married is very seemingly slight. For Pruvu, to have a girl, if you learn according to the first pshat, Minamaisa, according to the first pshat, he really had a girl and we don't know anything about her. She basically disappeared in history. Totally irrelevant. So whether or not didn't say he didn't have a girl, getting married for the sake of having a girl. Avram Avinu having a girl serves no function in the history of the world, so to speak. According to the second shot, the pasuk is worried about Avram Avinu should get married for himself, so he shouldn't have hearer. How much hearer are we talking about? Let's say Lu Yitzur, Hashem didn't give Avram the koyach or Moshe Berucho. So how much hearer do you think he was going to have? He's a super tzaddik. In other words, take the last shot. He's an old man. Old men, generally speaking, don't have hearer. Worst comes to worst, he would have hearer. Let's say he didn't have this supernatural power. But he's still a tzaddik. You think Avram, the tzaddik of Avram Avinu, he's going to have hearer. So when it comes in his head, he'll get rid of it. So he might have a drop in a second, a minute of hearer, whatever it is. So the kash is as follows. The first shmuz, which is on a different topic that I want to really talk about. For Avram Avinu to find a shidduch for Yitzchak is not a trivial thing. Finding the right shidduch for Yitzchak is the whole future of Klal Yisrael. Basically, Rivka was a tzadekes. She was a nevuah. She had the special yichus that Avram Avinu needed. She came from his family. I don't think there were too many other options in the world. It's not like today you marry her, What's the difference? One girl, another girl. There weren't so many, there were very limited options for Yitzchak to marry. And if Yitzchak doesn't, imagine what would have happened, theoretically, if Avram would have married, would look to find the shidduch for himself first, delayed marrying off Yitzchak, and in the interim, Rivka married someone else, right? Then, there's three avos and four imais. And instead of marrying Rivka, then Yitzchak would have had to marry some sprinter, whatever, some who's not a tzedekis and is an oivin of Odozari and who knows what. So the whole history of Klal Yisrael, at least Alpidera Chateva, would have been totally different. Obviously, the mother being a tzedekis, Yitzchak having a wife, that changed who? Yaakov. Yaakov was the result of his mother. The mother has a tremendous hashpah on the child. So Avram Avinu, his whole life, his mission in life, was to create this dynasty of Klal Yisrael. That was his mission. We know that from many places. When Hashem told him that he gave him a bracha, he said, if I don't have a child, so matitene venochi hode chariri, right? Avram Avinu understood that his mission in life, with all his mitzvahs, his mission, he knew, we don't know what our mission in life is, but he knew his mission in life is to make a Klal Yisrael. And obviously, in order to get a Klal Yisrael, you have to have a Yitzchak married to a proper wife. Right? So here he has a choice of two mitzvahs. He can make sure that Yitzchak should have a proper wife, and then all the dairies of Klal Yisrael will come out okay, and he'll fulfill his mission in life. Or he could go ahead and marry himself off to Hagar, and what is he going to accomplish? That 1 second less of Hihurim he won't have. Right, we'll take the last shot. That otherwise it was a danger that Lu Yisur, he didn't have the Moshe Berucho. So there's a danger he's going to have a second of hearer, and now he won't have a second hearer. So if you would have asked me, if Avram Avinu would have come to me and asked me this Shaida, I would have told him, what's the Shaida? The mitzvah of marrying Yitzchak, this is the whole purpose of life, Avram. Okay, worst comes to worst. First of all, the probability, Avram, I trust you. You probably won't even have a second of hearer. And am I, maybe you'll be nichshol, so a suffolk, you'll be nichshol and a second of hearer. So for that, you're going to give up the whole, Klal Yisrael. So in your basic, you say it here, if the Rishiva said this many times, if those who are Bikim in the Chidushi Halev, Rishiva had a Yisoid that he says many times that halacha never changes. No matter how good of a reason a person has, you can't change halacha. Right? The Rishiva used to give a tzir where a person goes out of town and he spends 5 years being mekarev. He's a teacher in the day school and he spends 5 years trying to mekarev a certain family. And finally, he's been successful. The boy's in eighth grade. He's going to go out of town to a yeshiva and into high school. He's going to go to whatever, yeshiva high school. And he's having his bar mitzvah, and he's invited to the bar mitzvah, and the bar mitzvah is in a conservative shul. And the yeshiva held that a rebbe cannot go to the conservative shul. Whatever it is. He's not going to dive in there, but still, it doesn't look like whatever the iser is. I don't know if it's a real iser, but whatever it is. So the guy, Rebbe, the guy, Rashid Kai, goes up to Shiva. If I don't go to that bar mitzvah, 5 years of work down the drain. And if I go, this boy is going to become a Ben Torah. His whole family is going to become from. So, okay, so let me, I'll go to the bar mitzvah. So, okay, so there's a little drabon on it. So I don't know what. And for that, and on the other hand, if I don't go, look at what's going to happen. And the yeshiva used to always say, there's a halacha. It's not your job to save the world. It's your job to do the halacha. So the halacha is you can't go to conservative shul. You can't go. Aye, but the 5 years of work down the drain, aye, the whole family is not going to be from. It'll be doiris. That's too bad. I saw recently a different example, the same thing. It's just I don't remember the sefer. I just saw it, but it fits more in this top. A person was a mekubal, and he went ahead and he realized, based on Kabbalah, he figured out what his tafkid achayim is. You know, there's such a thing in the Kabbalah's farm that each person is created for a special tafkid, and he figured out that if he does something, he'll be able to bring the Mashiach. And whatever it is, and you have to fast for 40 days and then finish Sefer Tehillim and whatever it is. And he's doing it. He's fasting for 40 days and he's on the 40th day and he's the last parak at Tehillim and it's about to bring the Mashiach and there's a knock on the door. And well, he opens up the door. Oh, I saw your light on. Could you help me change my tire? I need some help, you know. And the guy is saying, it's a mitzvah ef yadei acherim. He says, you're mechuyev, if that's the halacha, you gotta close your tehillim and go change the guy's tire. So if it's ef shadechim, you have to know the halacha. But assuming, he says, I've been fasting for 40 days, you know, and I'm gonna bring the Mashiach. You know, in fact, I did a whole 100-some-odd kapitel tehillim. That's halacha, right? So that's the point here. Avram Avinu has two choices. He can go ahead and get the right shidduch for Yitzchak, and go ahead and bring the right shidduch and Yitzchak and make all Klal Yisrael for all the doiris proper, or he can worry about that maybe a suffek, probably a svek seika, maybe even though I'm old, and I'm 100-some-odd years old, and the odds are that a hearer won't pop into my head, and even if a hearer pops into my head, but I probably won't think about it, but maybe I will think about it. And therefore, halachically, I'm supposed to get married. And there's a principle that if you have a mitzvah on yourself, you're always supposed to wear chayecha kaidim. So I got to forget about Yitzchak. I got to forget about Klal Yisrael. So Yaakov won't come out, whatever. And I got to go ahead and get married first. Right? It's a basic insight of the Rashiva that we have to follow halacha. And we can't worry about all the mystical ramifications or the, not just mystical, you know, the, what seems to us the ramifications of our actions. There's a halacha. Halacha says when you have two mitzvahs to do, your mitzvah comes first and your mitzvah comes first. Okay. That's one shmooze. There is a second and third shmooze, which is what I wanted to see. I'm already over time. So we'll do it quickly. The second is the last pshat. He says that the pasuk is discussing why Avram didn't do get married first because of his chiyuv to get married in order to avoid hirurim. So he said there's a double answer. First of all, he was old. He was over 100. And I think he's about 130. And when he's old, So the unlikely will have hearer, because they don't have tithe anymore. Edomai, maybe, still, he might have hearer. So you have a second thing. Hashem gave him a special bracha that he's Moshe B'Yitzra. So it's a very simple diuk. There are 2 points that are coming. That means we can make a diuk that if you had one without the other, it wouldn't have been enough. So let's take each one without the other. Pashtus, each one should have been sufficient. But no, you have to have both. So let's take it. Let's say we only have the second and not the first. So it's the second is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him a special bracha that he's Moshe B'Yitro, which means that besides all the sitkas that Avram Avinu had, that he's a bigger tzaddik than the Chafetz Chaim and the Vilna Gaon and the, you know, and the Rebbe Kiva and everyone else, but besides all his tremendous Yiras Shamayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him a special bracha of Moshe B'Yitro. So why do you have to be old for? And if he would have been 30 years old, so that should be good too. So it's pretty befarish in the Al-Sheikh that Pshar like this. If he would have been 70 years old, so Enochinami, if the hearer would have popped into his head, he would have popped it right out. But the hearer would have still popped into his head. Now there's 2 stages. There's the original hearer popping into his head, and then there's getting it out. So the Zokein Baba Yamim stops the original hearer from coming. The second step, if once it comes, do you stop it from continuing, is taken care of by the fact of Moshe B'Yitro. So what the Al-Sheikh seems to say, if he didn't have the Zokein Baba Yamim, he only had the Moshe B'Yitro, ain't a chinami. Once the hearer came, since he had so much Yiras Shamayim, he would have distracted himself. He would have thought about something else. He would have stopped the hearer. But we wouldn't have been able to stop the initial hearer from coming, which is a tremendous chiddush. You're talking about the world's greatest tzaddik, right? Avram Avinu. You're talking about that he has a koyach or Moshe B'Yitro greater than Shlomo B'Derech HaTeva. But he still can't stop a hearer from coming. Right? He can stop himself from being over the Aveira of thinking about the hearer. But he can't stop the hearer from coming. I think that's Kemat Beferish, which is a raya to a different story that Reshiva used to always say, which I think we also said many times, that the brain is an open garbage bill. That's almost a quote from Reshiva. That's how the brain's an open garbage bill, which means he used to say that people sometimes get very depressed, that the things that fell into my head, and it shows that I'm such a bad person. I had popped into my, there was a Maisa Shohaya, the way she used to tell the story, that there was a Kodo guy who was standing at the train station, he was standing and he saw a guy by the train station bending over looking to see if the train was coming. And all of a sudden he had this urge or feeling of, you know, if I give him a little push, you know, that would be the end of him, you know? And then the guy basically panicked that, I'm supposed to be, I'm learning in yeshiva, I'm supposed to be a marbis tyra, whatever, and I'm thinking about murdering people, you know? And he got all depressed. So Rashid told him this, that the fact that something popped into your head is meaningless. You probably saw it, read it once in the newspaper, so you saw it on television one or time when you were 5 years old, you know, whatever it is. And okay, and then things pop in. The fact that something pops in does not mean you're a bad person. Things pop in. Avram Avinu can be Moshe B'Yitro. He can have, besides all his Yiras Shamayim, you know, greater than the Chavetz Chaim and the Gra, etc., 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 etc. If he wouldn't be, and he also has the supernatural power that Hashem gave him an added bracha. You know, besides that, so it's double. He has his own tremendous Yiras Shamayim and the special bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he still, to stop the things from popping in, he needs the fact that in Mitzvahs, old men at a certain age, they just lose their tithes. You know? So that the aside that that's a completely different shmooze, that a person cannot, either should not get depressed when something does pop in, because it's totally not, doesn't mean any on the person, to realize, you know, as far as the here is, to avoid certain nishyainas, because things will pop in if you're not careful, right? In other words, the realization is that as far as stopping that the Yetzer Hara thoughts popping into your head, it seems the only thing that can really stop it is, you know, is a person. At some point, you know, you physically, you're just so old, and you lose all your energy. So, okay, so he loses the power, the taiva. But otherwise, there's almost nothing a person can do. Obviously, you can avoid the things that are going to cause it. But because that's teva ha'oidam. A person, especially as a young, but this is, we're talking about Avraham was 130, so it wouldn't pop in. Imagine if he was, but if you're younger, it's almost inevitable. It pops in and we have to deal with it. But we can't get obviously depressed or down when that happens. Okay. The third shmooze is take it the other way. Let's say, okay, so Avraham is, we drop the second and keep the first. Avraham is zaken. But he doesn't have, if he wouldn't have had the Moshe B'Yitzro. So then it's mashma from the Alshach in his final pshat that he would have been obligated to marry himself off first. Why? Because even though he's Zaken B'Yitzro, but still there's a possibility that once in a blue moon, a hero will pop into his head. And now, okay, so what? So a hero pop into head. So you'll be nikshel. Why be nikshel? The hero popped in behind us. No, because you might continue thinking about it. Therefore he needed the fact of Moshe B'Yitro. If he's Moshe B'Yitro, so now when it pops into his head, he won't continue thinking about it. But if he didn't have Moshe B'Yitro, then there was a danger that he would have continued thinking about it, which is also an amazing chiddush. In Avraham Avinu, when he's 130, in his level of Sitkis, without the special bracha of Moshe B'Yitro, I don't want to say Vadai, because Rashi would have shoot me if I would say Vadai, but there's a possibility. I don't know how big of a possibility. Probably a remote possibility, but it's enough of a possibility, remembering our first shmooze, that's Mechai of him to get married and delay marrying Yitzchak. Right? Whereas if he wouldn't have had Moshe Berucho, then the danger exists. There's enough of a danger that he would be over on the Isser of having Yehurim, and not just that it would pop in and then he would continue thinking about it, that he's obligated to give up looking for a Shidduch for Yitzchak and to get himself married, because you can't do an Aveira. Says, if I would say, what do you mean I'm doing an Aveira? I'm from such a tzaddik. When Avraham Avinu is going to think about the Hirurim, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't have given him a bracha of Moshe B'Yitro, he would have thought about the Hirurim. The Alshuk says, at least it's a possibility. Not necessarily a probability, but it's a possibility. Which means a completely separate. In other words, the first shmooze is that the original, the second one, okay, that the original popping in is almost uncontrollable. You can be the biggest tzaddik in the world and you can't stop it from popping in. The second shmooze is that once it pops in, even if you're a tremendous, tremendous tzaddik, it's very hard not to continue thinking. In order to be able not to continue thinking, you have to be guaranteed that it won't be nichshol. They have to be on the madrega of Avraham Avinu with a special bracha, Moshe B'Yitro. So there's many, many ramifications. The first ramification is, obviously, if a person is nichshol, not to get depressed. For sure not to get depressed. If the person's thought pops in, because for that, it seems to be, there's not almost nothing you can, even if you're the biggest tzaddik, you can't stop the thought from popping in. And even if a person continues thinking, you see that it took a Avraham Avinu Moshe B'Yitro to guarantee that you wouldn't do that, which means that Avram Avinu minus that could have been Nichshol. So the fact that a person is Nichshol does not mean he's a Rasha. It means maybe he's on the level of Avram Avinu without the special bracha Moshe B'Yisrael. Okay? Doesn't mean it's not wrong. You have to do tshuva, but it's surely not something to get depressed over. It also means how much we have to make sure to avoid the initial popping in, because since it's so difficult to control, and we can't rely on our tzidkus, that we're going to, once it pops in, we're going to control ourselves. If Avram Avinu, according to the last shot, would always tzidkus, if Avram Avinu would always tzidkus, I'll be derech hateva, could not rely on the fact that if it pops in, he's not going to have hearer, so we surely can't rely. So if we're to put yourself in a place where it's liable, I'll be derech hateva, to cause, because a person, even though we said things stop popping, but they could, obviously situations cause it more. So to put yourself in a place where it's more likely to pop in, is a because you're putting yourself in a tremendous danger. Because a person cannot feel confident that he won't be nichsho in continuing the thought. Okay, so basically, so I'm sorry, you have three chiddushim. The first chiddush is that a person has to follow halacha, even if it's a choice between seemingly one suffix, sex, that I might be nichsho in some dakis of an aveira, versus saving the whole future of Klal Yisrael and finding the right shidduch for one of the amoys. But the halacha is that you come first, so that's daiche. We worry about halacha, we don't worry about Klal Yisrael. The second chiddush is that even with Avram, with always supernatural sitkis, could not stop the thoughts from popping in without the fact that he was a zaken, because the brain is this open garbage bill, and that is not in your human capacity, no matter how much Yirah Shemayim you have, to stop it from coming. And the third point was that for a normal mortal human being who's not an Avram Avinu, with his special bracha of tzidkus, it is definitely a danger that once the thought pops in, that he will continue thinking about it.